You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Just four short days away until Christmas. We're talking Giants baseball today, this Thursday, December 21st. And joining us on the phone, our good friend Chris Haft, our Giants reporter for MLB.com. And Chris, it's been something of a slow go for the Giants in the offseason, but something finally transpired, and not just something, but a big something, as the veteran slugger Evan Longoria headed across the coast as he goes from Tampa Bay to San Francisco to take over duties as the Giants' third baseman for 2018. So when you got hold of this news, is this something you kind of saw coming? Is this something that was, you know, on the radar a little bit? Or when you heard this news, did it just completely knock you sideways? Is this just something that you didn't see coming at all?
Given all those choices, well, we certainly saw something coming as far as getting a hitter, a proven hitter, a guy of Evan Longoria's stature. His name had been mentioned specifically, but in various rumors, there were so many names that went through that rumor mill, it was tough to focus on one. But, once it happened, it all kind of made sense. It all kind of came together.
Absolutely. And so Evan Longoria on his way to San Francisco, and in return, the Rays getting three of the Giants' top 30 prospects, headlined, of course, by their number one guy, Christian Arroyo. Now, Chris, given the day and age that we live in, you know, whenever a trade like this happens or any sort of transaction, you see immediate reaction and feedback and opinions on social media. And, of course, this deal no different. There have been some less-than-kind responses to this deal, as some Giants fans feel, you know, why are we giving up some top 30 prospects for a guy who's 32 and who can still hit but maybe on the back nine of his career? Do you kind of see those concerns, or how do you feel about, you know, this trade overall?
Oh, I see those concerns, definitely. I've got to admit, my personal feelings are mixed. Evan Longoria is certainly, you would think he's capable of still helping out, but there are some things that concern me. It was great that he played so frequently last year, that he was able to stay on the field, which is a tough thing, you know, anywhere at any time in your career. The fact that his home run numbers dropped from 36 to 20, that's kind of a big red flag right there. The Giants would certainly take the 20 home runs, that's for sure. But I don't know. With the prospects, I think Arroyo, you still know what's going to happen with those guys. But a guy like Christian Arroyo, I don't know if he was the sort of guy who you had to, you know, brush everything aside for, like a sure thing type prospect. But with Longoria being 32, they're going to have to, you know, almost instantly start considering alternatives in a way, in that, you know, that they're going to be they're almost an old team now, and they'll be even older, you know, in the next year and the year after that. And meanwhile, a guy who could help out Christian Arroyo is, you know, someplace else. So I'm sure management thought this out and thought that this is almost a move for now. I mean, they feel like they still have a chance to win now, and that's fine. But over the long haul, I've got some doubts.
Yeah, and I think a lot of fans share those doubts and those concerns with you. Certainly, are you surprised, or maybe, you know, enlighten me here? Did the Giants at least kind of kick the tires on Mike Moustakas, a guy that's, you know, younger, has a lot more power, hit 38 home runs for the Royals, last year, in a ballpark pretty much as spacious as AT&T Park? Did they ever consider him as a fit there, or was the price tag just too high?
They might have kicked those tires, but I don't think they liked the brand name. they really wanted to stay away from players who rejected the qualifying offer, and therefore they'd have to pay more than the salary. You know, they'd have to give up draft choices and the international fees and all that. Since Moustakas was in that group, you know, they just didn't go down that road.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they didn't, as like you said, you know, between the free agent dollars and between the fact that they would have given up a draft pick that maybe soured them a little bit on Moustakas, you know, despite the
definitely.
Fact that he is younger and despite the fact
most definitely.
Absolutely, and that he's got, you know, more power at least last year than Longoria, who, like you said, his home run numbers dipped considerably, 36 in 2016 to just 20 this past season in 2017. So obviously, you know, the Giants, after finishing dead last in home runs, and whether we like it or not, we're living in the home run ball era of Major League Baseball. You know, and they've got a guy that is obviously a bit of a power upgrade at third base. And what other areas do you feel they need to address the power situation? And what other moves do you see them pursuing to try to, you know, climb at least a little bit closer to that, say, 200 home run mark?
I think the one that is standing out right now is a possible acquisition, another free agent acquisition of Jay Bruce, who has been linked to the Giants at various and sundry times over the last few years, but no more so than now. So I would not be at all surprised to see him sign with the Giants at some point soon.
Yeah, he was quite a fit for the Indians in the second half of last year after coming over from Cincinnati. Really helped in the Indians' playoff push, and a guy that year in and year out, you can count on him to hit 25 to 30 home runs, and that would be a real nice fit in that Giants outfield. To that end, Chris, I know that GM Bobby Evans said that after dealing – Matt Moore to the Rangers, and they shed Moore's, you know, $9 million salary. He came out and said, you know, this will enable us to pursue other opportunities. So when he speaks about other opportunities in that, you know, kind of vague general sense, is he talking about Jay Bruce? Is he talking about something else? You know, where do you think he's going with this?
I think he was talking about Bruce. I think he was talking about the whole thing in general, you know, with acquiring veteran guys who make a little more money. I mean, it kind of applied to, you know, Longoria with his annual salary and the obligation they would pick up. And it will apply to whatever free agent they pick up, because I think they're going to pick up some, you know, free agent or two, you know, whether it's Bruce or somebody else. So, they really don't want to go over the tax limit, and so they have to shed as much salary as they could.
And Matt Moore was a guy that was a candidate to be shed after just a very rough 2017. We know the stuff is there, the talent's there. You know, he had some great moments with the Giants, but those moments did not come in 2017. Maybe he rediscovers himself in Texas for 2018. Chris, as we kind of shift gears here to come down the stretch, let's get into the holiday spirit a little bit. You know, we've talked about the acquisition of Longoria and some other moves that the Giants want to make. So, if you look at their holiday wish list, you know, what right now, you know, after getting Longoria, what is bumped up to the top of that wish list? What is something that they really want to get accomplished before spring training rolls around?
Well, they still have a need for a center fielder, somebody who can improve the defense just by being out there, you know, with his range, that sort of thing. The esteemed John Heyman reported that Jacoby Ellsbury might make some sense for them.
Yeah.
That certainly would make some sense for them. I mean, they want a guy who doesn't have to contribute a whole lot of offense. They, I mean, of course, that'd be a bonus, but mainly they want a guy who can go get it in center field. And I would think Ellsbury fits that category.
Yeah, and Ellsbury, he's going to be, let's face it, he's odd man out in New York. He was odd man out last year before they got Giancarlo Stanton, so he's even more of an odd man out now, and maybe that would be the perfect fit in that Giants outfield, a guy that, you know, his offensive numbers have dipped, but he can still go out there and get it as a defensive presence in center field. And, Chris, the final thing I want to ask is that, you know, you find there's always one player, sometimes more than one, that they have a rough season and they need to kind of kiss and make up with the fan base heading into a new season. So I guess if there's one guy on the Giants that has to step underneath that mistletoe and, again, kiss and make up with the Giants fan base and start fresh and wipe the slate clean, who do you think that player is right now?
I would say it's Brandon Belt. The rough year he had in 2017 was not at all his fault. I mean, he got the poor guy got you know, concussion symptoms, after being hit in the noggin by a curveball, and it halted a year in which he had had 18 home runs. He was certain he probably was going to lead the club in home runs. He led the club in home runs anyway, even though he missed the final 51 games. But here's a guy who probably was going to finish with 20-25 home runs, and so again, he did not do anything, horrible. He did not underperform on purpose. He was just put in that position by circumstance, but I'm sure Giants fans would love to see him, put together a full year, a healthy year, under any circumstances. And then, you know, if he had that healthy year, maybe he can come through with some big numbers.
Yeah, certainly a bounce-back candidate and then some for the Giants for the upcoming 2018 season. Chris Haft, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time. Want to wish you and yours a happy holiday season, and we will do it again after the turn of the new year in 2018, which is coming fast and furious. So thanks again. In the meantime, it's Matt Waymire signing off for MLB.com Extras, San Francisco Giants.